بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعض فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال سبحانه وتعالى ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين أخرجه البزار قال معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على تظهر صخرتان وصخرة الجهل وصخرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنحون عن المنكر فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنحون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله القائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله My dear respected elders, brothers, sisters and those listening at home, if we were to ask a question to ourselves that what do we classify the most important thing or the thing that we love the most to give to our children, our family and our friends, that what would we love to give the most to them? Yani agar hum apne aap ko apne dil ko ek sawal kare isliye ki ye class ka mahol to hai hi nahi ye jume ka hota hai lekin apne dil ko ek sawal poocho ki main kis cheez ko جو سب سے زیادہ محبت کرتا ہوں میں اپنے بچے کو یعنی دینا چاہتا ہوں یا والدین کو یا رشتہ داروں کو یعنی جس سے بھی مجھے محبت ہے میں اس کو دینا چاہتا ہوں کون سی ایک چیز ہوگی Like what will be that one thing that we love the most and we want to give to everyone? It's a question that we need to ask ourselves. And usually the answer would be It's the wealth or the house I have acquired that I want to give this to my children, make sure that they get it. If Allah has blessed me with a lot of wealth, then I want to help as many people as I can. If somebody has a right mind, or usually the case is, I want to help myself as much as I can. But ask ourselves, what is that thing that we would love to give our children first and foremost? Because they are the most important to us and the rest of the mankind also. Now this question, when we answer this question in our own hearts, everybody knows where they stand. Then the second question that now we ask, that what did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did they love the most to give to people, including their children, their family? That's the second question. If our first question does not match with the second question, then we need to change it. And here in Hayat al-Sahaba, it is related at the start of the chapter, right at the beginning of the book, كيف كانت الدعوة إلى الله تعالى وإلى رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإلى الصحابة من كل شيء Then he reads وكيف كان حريصين على أن يهتدي الناس ويدخلوا في دين الله وينغمسوا في رحمة الله that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he loved the most, kulli shay, out of everything, is calling people towards Allah. And the companions, wa ila sahabati, they loved the most, out of everything, was calling people towards Allah. And they used to think, وَكَيْفَ كَانُوا حَرِيصِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَحْتَدِيَ النَّاسِ, that how is it so that the people can be close to Allah? They can become connected to Allah. Why? وَيَدْخُلُوا فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, how they can enter this religion of Allah Azza wa Jal completely. وَيَنْغَمِسُوا فِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, so that they are enveloped, they are protected, they are with the rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This was the most concerning thing to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam primarily. Why do you think Allah Azza wa Jalla relates in the Quran? Taseem Meem. La'alla tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. La'allaka baqi'un nafsaka alla yakunu mu'minin. That is it so, O Messenger of Allah, that you will finish yourself because these people are not accepting Iman. You know, when they say, بَاخِئُ, that أَي مُهْلِك, that would you completely finish yourself? And Imam Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala an, rahimahullah, relates, قَاتِلُوا نَفْسَك, that will you kill your nafs? Meaning, you are killing yourself, you are making your nafs so narrow. Why? Because the people are not accepting Islam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then had to send these verses to make it ease on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Akhrajat Tabrani, Imam Tabrani rahimahullah relates, and Imam Bukhari rahimahullah wa ta'ala relates in his tariq, that Aqil ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an, he relates, when my father Abu Talib, the uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know, he was on his deathbed, he was really sick. And next to him were the leaders of the Quraysh. And Abu Jahl, who was also present, he found that there's a space at the front. He says to himself, and he says to Aqil, says, you know what, cover this space. The reason being, if you don't cover this space, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come here and he will call Abu Talib to Islam in his last minutes. So he relates that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be by the door. Abu Jahl had covered the space. He made sure that nobody can sit there. And here he says to him, in the famous words, he says to his uncle, oh my beloved uncle, accept Islam and you will be protected. This, you know, why do we say this? If you flick the pages of tariq, if you flick the pages of history, what we find that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was that person that called just towards Allah. Every aspect of life, the masjid, he will call towards Allah. You know, to the extent, he used to, imagine this, he used to call the people of Mecca towards Allah. And the people go to Abu Talib. And they say to Abu Talib that, O leader of the Quraysh, who was a leader at the time, they say that we have had enough. He is calling us to a new kalima. He is doing this in the Kaaba. He is doing this outside the Kaaba. He is doing this in our homes. He is doing this outside. He is doing this everywhere. So they, Abu Talib then says that they are proposing that these people, all of the Quraysh, have came to me and they proposed, if you want wealth, we will all gather wealth and give you wealth. If you want status, we will make you the head of Quraysh. If you want women, we will give you the best of all women. Say what you want, but just do not give da'wah to this kalima. Do not call towards this kalima. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then relates, Ya Am, لَوْ وُضِعَتِ الشَّمْسُ فِي يَمِينِ وَالْقَمَرُ فِي يَسَارِ, that if you put the moon on one side of my hand and you put the moon on one side, you put the sun on the other side of my hand. ما تركت هذا الأمر. I will never forsake this kalima that Allah has sent me with. حتى يظهره الله أو أهلك في طلبه. And even until either this kalima will reach every person or I will be destroyed. The kalima to give da'wah to Allah, to call people towards Allah, this was the sole purpose of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why, imagine this, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives wahi. As we know, he goes to Khadija radiyallahu anha. Then he starts calling people towards Islam. So then he meets his friend Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an, right at the beginning. This is right at the first stages. And Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an says to him, that فَقِدْتَ مِن مَجَالِسِ قَوْمِكَ, that I have not seen you in the majalis, in the circles of our people. And you have been, Ghaib, you have been one of those that are not unseen at the moment. And then he says, that we have also heard other people saying bad about you. Because لِآبَائِهَا وَأُمَّهَاتِهَا, because you are saying bad about the ones that came before us. Meaning you're going on to a different religion. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to deal with. You know, sometimes we think that this was a path of, you know, easiness. A path of, you know, joy. Imagine this, Abu Lahab's wife, Imam Bukhari radiyallahu ta'ala states in his sahih, that Abu Jahl's wife, she would go out and she would scream out, that instead of saying, Ya Muhammad, she would say, Ya Muthammam. This is what she would say, Ya Muthammam. Where is the one that is the most, in our language, say most dhalil? Where is the one that is the most degraded? The most dhalil? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always say, that she can say as she wants, Allah knows what will happen afterwards. Because this is yaqeen in Allah Azza wa Jal. So Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an says that we have not seen you in the gatherings, O Messenger of Allah. And the people are saying so bad things about you. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inni Rasulullah ad'uka ila Allah. That I am the Messenger of Allah and I call you towards Islam. And imagine this. Abu Bakr, he has just called Abu Bakr to Islam, radiyallahu ta'ala an. Why was he Siddiq? This is the question. Why was he so great? Straight away he realized that my job is now to call everybody else to Islam. The hadith relates, before night had fallen, Uthman ibn Affan, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, Zubair ibn Awam, this is Ashr Mubashra by the way, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, he presents them to Messenger of Allah and says, they have accepted Islam. I have given them, called them towards Allah, they have accepted Islam. And then in his Ja'al Ghada, then he went the next day, and then he says, he presented Uthman ibn Maz'un, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, another Ashr Mubashra, and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, another Ashr Mubashra. He presented them to Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I have also made them come into Islam. This was the way of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala an. And the Messenger of Allah, he was challenged at every second of this. Imagine, having the greatest esteem, one of the greatest person in the society, when he called towards Allah, they all abandon him. They all forsake him. It relates, that the Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala relates, that the Quraysh, they once gathered together, and they said, we need to find amongst us a person that's learned. We need to find amongst us a learned person. And he's able to speak well. And they said that why? So that they can go to Muhammad. And they can make him stop whatever he's doing. So then they relate that they're asking themselves who should we pick. So they pick Utbah, who is the elder gentleman. And he was really good in the way he spoke. He was amazing in poetry. He was a very learned person. So they picked Utbah. And they said to Utbah, that go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make him come off this Islam. And you know the question was, and this is the question, we should be asking this question. They are seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their midst. They are seeing the companions in their midst. why didn't they accept Islam? And you know, and before even we go to this question, so Utba, he says, I went to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He wasn't a Muslim. And he says, are you, first question, you know, they say the emotional blackmail first. They say, are you better than Abdullah? Meaning your father. Then they ask him. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says silent. He doesn't say anything. And they then say, are you better than Abdul Muttalib? Are you better than Abdul Muttalib? So again, he stays silent. And then he says to them, if you are not better than them, they used to do what we're doing. They used to do what we're doing. And then he says, Utba then says to the Messenger of Allah at the time, he says to them, we have never seen, meaning the elders have never seen, a youngster more ill-fortunate than you. This is what the Prophet is dealing with, by the way. And then they relate to him, you have split our community. You have disunited us. Son and father are not talking because of a different deen. You have insulted our gods. You have disgraced us amongst the Arabs so much so that the news has spread that the Quraysh is disunited. And we have called you nothing but a magician. And then he relates that by Allah, we are so disunited that all we are waiting for is a shout of pain like that of a pregnant woman before we start opposing each other with our swords. We're looking for a cry and then we can fight each other. And then he relates, if you have a financial need, let me tell you, we will sort it. If you have a need of going to a doctor, we will also sort it. If you have a need of marrying the best, we will also sort it. This is why you take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, silent. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam relates the famous verses, Hamim, Tanzilun min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kitabun fussilat ayatuhu Qur'anan Arabiyyan liqawmin ya'lamun, Bashiran wa nadhira, fa'arada aktharuhum fahum la yasma'un, وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فعمل إننا عاملون. You know, these words are subhanallah. You know, it's unfortunate we cannot understand them as they are, but they are so powerful that it relates Utba when he hears the words that just like we destroyed Ad and Thamud, we will can destroy you also. When he heard these words, he put his hand on the blessed lips of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could not speak anymore. And he said, this is enough. This is enough. I cannot take any more. And he goes back to the tribe. He goes to his house. He secludes himself. Abu Jahl then comes in. And he says, what happened? He says that these are not words of a magician. These are not words of a soothsayer. By Allah, I am the greatest poet amongst you, all of you. And I know exactly what poetry is like. This is a word of something we have never heard of. By Allah, leave him alone. Because he will definitely conquer everything that he goes to. Abu Jahl says, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And he says, and tells him that if you speak like this, we will forsake you as well. We will disunite you from our community. So the aspect of this is that this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to go through. And yes, every time the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave call towards Allah, it didn't mean that it was accepted. By the way, you know, we have this, you know, grave notion that whatever the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam called to, people accepted. That's not true. He relates, Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah ta'ala relates on the authority of Mughira bin Shu'bah, who relates, I came to know, imagine this, the great Mughira bin Shu'bah. He says, I came to know, he was young, I came to know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time when he was walking in the valley of Mecca with Abu Jahl, meaning right at the beginning. And he says, Ya Abu al-Hakam, whose name was Abu al-Hakam as we know. He says, حَلُمَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَى رَسُولِهِ أَدْعُوكَ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ. That come towards Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept this deen. He's telling Abu al-Hakam this, Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl says, أَجَعَلَتَ عَالِهَةً إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. He says, can we make every god into one god? This is ajeeb. This is something that's never heard of. And then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves. Mughira, and the hadith states that that he was calling Abu Jahl 50 times, even sometimes 60 times in the midst of the night. And then he goes to Mughira bin Shu'bah, and he says to Mughira bin Shu'bah that, you know, and I know that what he says is the truth. So Mughira bin Shu'bah says, why don't accept then? Why don't you accept? If he says the truth, why don't you accept? Then he relates that the Quraysh and the Banu Qusay, the Banu Qusay asked, meaning they're apart from the Quraysh, they are from the Quraysh, but they are a tribe from the Quraysh, within the Banu Hashim. So he says that they asked that, can we be the caretakers of the Kaaba? Meaning many generations ago. And we accepted. Then they asked that we will also give the people of Hajj, that come for Hajj at that time, we will also give them water. And we accepted. And then he relates that they said that we will chair the public meeting with you, meaning the tribe of Abu Jahl. And we also accepted. Then he relates, now they're saying, minna nabiyun, that we have a prophet among us. He says, wallahi la af'al, we will, by the qasam of Allah, we will never accept this. And the reason being, why didn't he accept? The muhaddithun then relates so many reasons. But the greatest of all reasons is that my status, my kursi would go. That's the reality of it. This is why Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala on the first page of his Bukhari Sharif, as we relate, he relates the hadith of what? He relates the hadith of Abu Sufyan going to Hiraqal, ila Rome. He's going to Hiraqal in Rome, meaning the Byzantine Empire. And he relates a long hadith. And in this long hadith, I'm going to skip all of the hadith, go right to the end. Hiraqal goes into his church, his monastery. He calls all of his people. And he says to Abu Sufyan, you come also in front. And he says to the people that this is a letter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous letter that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent, which he related, قُلْ تَعَادَوْ أَتَنُوا, that I call you towards the worship of one Allah. Hiraqal is seeing this letter. Hiraqal is a very learned person. He's not just somebody that just sits there in today's day and age. Very learned person. And he says to his advisors that I have been given this letter. He says to the doorkeepers, lock all the doors. He says, I think that this is correct and this is the religion that Allah was talking about and our forefathers have related to us. Imam Bukhari radiallahu anhu is relating this hadith. Abu Sufyan, who becomes a Muslim later, relates, he didn't say this before. He does the hadith afterwards. He says that we could see them running like wild animals. We could see them running like wild animals. And then Hiraqal says, sit down. He says that I was just testing you on your religion. I was just testing you on your religion. And Abu Sufyan here relates, if it wasn't for the status and the wealth of Hiraqal going, we would have found that Hiraqal of Rome would have also accepted Islam. And you find this, you know, this was the way of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Calling towards Allah is our way. We're at work. Work is a necessity of life. We are with family. By the qasam of Allah, it's a necessity of life. We're with our wives or wife. We're living in this country. This is also a necessity of life. We're with our children. By the qasam of Allah, it's a necessity of life. The primary goal of life in all of these aspects is to call towards one Allah. That's why we're here. And I have more to relate, but we don't have time anymore. The time is finished. So we will carry on with this in a small matter, inshallah, next Friday. But remember this, our goal and purpose of life, if we're saying that we want to follow the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is to call people towards Allah. That's it. Yes, in different ways, with different wisdoms, without a shadow of doubt. But our way of life is the way of Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is to call people towards Allah. May Allah give us ability to understand between Ahmed wa akhiru da'wana rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله